Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kendra. I may help you.
Yes, I was online this morning on a Home Depot survey, and somehow I thought I was just verifying my age or something. And next thing I know, my card is being charged $59.98, and I'd like to cancel that, please.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
All right.
Just let me know once you have your zip code, sir.
98248.
And your first and last name?
Hold on a second. What was that?
Your first and last name?
First name is Gregory. Last name is Lee, L-E-E.
Okay, and could you verify your address for the security of the account?
The address on the account? I don't know if it's a P.O. Box or not. It's either P.O. Box 1520 or it's 5739 Vista Drive. One's a billing address and one's a mailing address. I'm not sure which one I use. Both of them are in Ferndale, Washington.
Okay, sir. So I do see that you did a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it enrolled you into the Bites Hub, which is a meal plan that helps with recipe guides to boost energy and cut carbs. And
what was I buying for $59? What am I getting?
It's for the Bites Hub. It's a meal plan that helps with the recipe guide.
It's not for a Dyson vacuum, though, right? You don't get the vacuum, do you?
Well, if you win, it will go to your email, sir.
If I what?
If you win, it will go to your email. It's a
oh, if I win. Oh, no. No, no. I definitely want to cancel this.
Even if
please.
I get the Bites Hub down to $20 a month?
What's that?
Even if I can get the Bites Hub down to $20 a month?
No. I don't want this at all.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I appreciate it. I apologize for the inconvenience I called you this morning today. All right?
Fine. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.